Hi, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. If you have trouble getting seeds to sprout in the spring, this might be a good time to let nature help plant next year's garden. If you let some things go to seed, you'll get sprouts when conditions are right next spring. Lettuce, arugula, kale, and a lot of flowers will come back year after year if you allow a few plants to complete their life cycle rather than pulling them out when they're past their best-eaten-by date. If you learn to recognize the seedlings, lettuce is a pale yellowish green, kale and poppies are more of a gray green, you can use your own yard as a nursery. The seedlings will often be a little too close together. You'll have to thin them, move them to other parts of your garden, or give some to friends. And to get good sprouts, you should leave parts of your garden alone for the winter rather than mulch or cover crop the entire plot. Many of my best natural sprouting areas are around winter vegetables like favas, broccoli, and winter greens, and this is, by the way, a great time to put in winter vegetables and cover crops as soon as the smoke clears. Not all plants, though, produce true sprouts. Many squash, almost all corn, and hybrid tomatoes won't give you copies of their parents. And many warm season crops like beans and peppers produce seeds that rot in the ground during our wet winters. Of course, weeds will also grow in the fallow areas, usually faster than anything you want, so many of my naturally sprouted lettuce plants have to be moved in the spring or weeded well. But the poppy crop is so prolific it chokes out the weeds and leaves you with a nice place to plant late season corn after the poppy seeds mature around the 1st of July. Once you learn to recognize the plants you want from the weeds, and it'll happen a lot faster than you think, you will get earlier produce, free plants, and big time savings by letting parts of your garden grow on its own. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.